This is the Puppy Training Podcast, episode number 73, Manage, Prevent, and Train. This podcast is designed to help you on your journey of becoming best friends through love and learning as you train your own dog from home. And I'm here to help you every step of the way. This is the Puppy Training Podcast, and I'm your host, Amy Jensen. Hi, everybody. How was your day today? It is beautiful here in northern Utah, and I'm soaking up every minute of spring that I can. I got to watch my son play soccer in a state game today in flip-flops. I know that sounds silly to many of you, but every other game this spring, I've been in my winter coat, rain pants, snow hat, and gloves. I kid you not. So the blossoms are out today, the birds are back, and the dogs and I have loved being outdoors. We go outside and play a lot, especially in our yard. And I hope you're doing just as well. So for those of you who maybe are new, we just brought home Baxter, an Australian Labradoodle from Camden Lane Labradoodles in Utah. Thank you, Janessa. He is keeping us busy, but we're having a lot of fun. So you'll be hearing a lot about him on the podcast. And if you're a member of our program, you'll see many new training videos. So watch for those. He's simply too cute, you guys, not to share. Some of you may be wondering if we just do this podcast. Actually, we run the online puppy school and help thousands around the world train their dog to be a well-mannered member of the family. It is completely online. We teach classes, courses, we coach you one-on-one in our live appointment section, and answer any questions you may have as you go through the do-it-yourself curriculum. My team of trainers and I love what we do. If you are bringing a dog into your family soon or already have a dog who maybe could use some help, join us online. We'd love to see you in class. Now today, I want to touch on the topic of prevention and management and how it fits into our training. This is a hot topic at our house because, like I said, Baxter just came home and he's 8 weeks old. So to start off, I'm going to tell you about my niece. When she was two, she loved to color, like loved to color. In fact, it was known in our family to put all crayons and markers away when she was coming to visit. Why would we do that, you ask? Well, if we didn't and she happened to find one, she was happy to color on anything in sight. Yes, that's right. I'm not kidding. Laptops, couches, walls, you name it. She had no filter when it came to coloring. She'd see a marker, she'd see a crayon, and she went to work. So a simple fix was just to make sure that all coloring materials were safely put away before she arrived. I tell my kids, hey, grab all of these markers and pens, any crayons you see, let's put them away. This is basically just prevention and management, really at its finest. So because we used prevention and manage the situation, does that mean that my niece will never learn not to color on things like walls, couches, or laptops? No, she'll learn as we teach and work with her on it, and as she just gets older and matures a little bit. But at age two, she didn't yet understand or know why coloring on walls was frowned upon. Like, what's the big deal? So that came with time and maturity. She's now three, and guess what, guys? She knows better. But before, she didn't. So we simply managed the situation and prevented access to the coloring materials for the time being, knowing we would work to teach her and eventually she would learn that, okay, we don't do that with crayons and markers. We color on paper. So this works the same way with new puppies in the house. As I mentioned, Baxter came home. He's 8 weeks old and pretty new to the living in a home concept. Up until now, he's been in a pen inside a house, but in a pen with his litter mates where it isn't possible to get into any trouble. There's only puppy things in that pen that he can get into. He's also been outside in a play yard or playing inside a house, but under direct supervision. I'm a big believer in setting my dogs up for success, and knowing Baxter was about to arrive, I carefully set up several spaces for him inside my home to help him win at living here. Recognizing he doesn't know coloring on the walls isn't good, right? I tried to minimize what trouble he can get into, and then each day we'll start to train and teach him so he can earn more living space room by room. I want to explain what these spaces look like. There's basically three to start off with. So first, I have his crate. This is a small plastic portable crate that I can easily move around with me during the day, and it's cozy to sleep in at night. I put a soft and harder chew toy inside that's ready to go for whenever I need to place him in there. So he always has something to do in there, which, by the way, is anytime I can't watch him 100% of the time. I know puppies take a lot of time, but they're also sleep a lot. So it all works out. The second space is a playpen. This is his play yard, if you will, where he can move around and get some energy out, play with his toys, learn what toys he can play with, and unable to get into any sort of trouble, like peeing on the carpet, chewing up shoes, or maybe finding socks that my kids left lying around. That doesn't happen at your house, does it? Yeah, the pen is awesome. It's a puppy-proof room and prevents a lot of unwanted things from happening. The third space is a single room. This happens to be where I am right now. It's downstairs in my kitchen area, also known as my office. It's where I teach classes, I type my emails, I record these podcasts, and I use a Midwest exercise pen that's stretched across the open part of my room to act as a divider, which shrinks this space to about a 20 by 20 foot area. Baxter eats his meals here. Water is always available. We train. He learns new behavior in this room. We practice going out to the potty area regularly from this room as well. He's able to begin learning household manners, but in a very controlled setting. I set out a pair of my shoes by the door and we can work on leaving them alone. I introduce rugs, so long as he leaves them alone too, but if he starts to play with them, I simply just pick them up for the time being and I reintroduce them later when he no longer cares. There are cabinets and countertops in this room. That allows me to start to teach him the best way to get food the fastest is to go lay on his bed. If you go lay on your bed, buddy, I drop food for you. And he just learns right away that this is well worth it. So he's starting to learn how to behave in a kitchen setting, but on a smaller scale. As he gets better at keeping this room clean, I will start to open up a new room. So by managing and preventing access to the rest of my home right now, I'm really just setting him up for success. I'm giving him a space where he can learn to win easily, and as he gets better, we open up more space. Now, does this mean that Baxter is not learning how to be in a house because I'm not letting him in my entire house right now? Just like the crayons and markers, did my niece eventually learn not to color on the walls? Yeah. Will Baxter also eventually learn not to pee on the carpet? Yes. Will he eventually learn we can't choose shoes or rugs? Yes. But we teach him step by step, making the first step so easy to win that he wants to keep training. Think of a game that you have played a lot and maybe you never win. How much do you love that game? Do you want to go play it with me right now? Most likely no, right? Why? Because you never win. I'm sure you can think of a game that you'd rather play that maybe you do win at. Puppies do best when they see the worth in what they do. If they get rewarded for something, they are likely to do it again. So why not set them up for success and start off with simply easy spaces to keep clean? Then they cooperate much more and they're far less frustrated, which is a huge win in my book. All right, you guys, that's it for this week. Short and sweet. Can you tell that I'm in puppy training mode at my house? You are going to hear a lot more tips and tricks, so hit subscribe if you haven't already. I hope you have an amazing week working with your dogs. Happy training. I'll talk to you soon. If you have a question about anything you heard on this podcast or any other puppy training question, visit my site, baxterandbella.com, to contact me.